Human remains have been found in Drumcondra in North Dublin this morning. We can talk to our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds. Paul, what can you tell us?
Audrey, this occurred at around 1:30 this morning. Gardaí and the Dublin Fire Brigade were called to a car which was on fire at Trinity Terrace. That's a laneway off Clonliffe Road in Dublin near Crow Park. Fire officers extinguished the blaze and then human remains were discovered in the car. The scene was immediately sealed off, preserved, evidence preserved. The state pathologist and the Garda Technical Bureau were informed and they are both due at the scene later today. The Garda are stressing that it's too early to be definitive, but they do believe that the discovery is linked to the discovery of human limbs in Coolock on Monday night. There, human limbs were discovered in a sports bag on the road at Moatview Gardens. Not all the parts of a body were discovered and Garda suspect that this morning's discovery could be further remains from the same person, but this will not be confirmed until DNA tests are carried out. But that's the line of inquiry, the main line of inquiry they're pursuing at the moment, even though they insist they're keeping all lines open. Senior officers in Mountjoy who are leading this case are liaising with the investigators in Coolock and in Drogheda. So what we have is three investigations underway that ultimately the Gardaí believe are linked to the missing teenager and feuds between violent and dangerous criminals in both Dublin and Drogheda.
So they believe they're getting closer, do they, to establishing who the person was?
Yeah, I mean, their main line of inquiry and the main suspicion at this stage is that the limbs discovered in Coolock on Monday night are those of a 17-year-old teenager. Now, he's believed to have been involved in organised crime at a very senior level and indeed really at a level that belies his age. It appears he was clearly groomed. He was operating as a runner. He was involved in attacks and burning out houses and involved in the drugs business. And he had been warned by the Gardaí that his life was in danger. And while it's not unusual, it's not unique for teenagers and young people to be warned, it certainly is quite unusual. He went missing on Sunday night. He has not been seen for 2 days. His family have reported him missing. His sister posted on social media that she couldn't contact him and that he hadn't texted her as he usually did. Now, last night, the Gardaí carried out at least 4 searches in the Drogheda area and the surrounding area in relation to the missing teenager. They searched homes in Moneymore, Rathmullen Park, Cement Road and in Gormanstown. Now, these locations are linked to the main figures in both of Drogheda's feuding criminal gangs, to which the Gardaí also believed the 17-year-old was linked. A large number of Gardaí were involved, including armed support and air support units. They were also searching for evidence in relation to the shooting on Monday night on the Peace Bridge, where a gunman fired at one of the main figures in the feud but shot and injured the taxi driver instead. Now, Gardaí are also hoping to receive later today the results of DNA tests on the human limbs discovered in a sports bag in Moatview Gardens in Coolock. Now, if the remains are identified as those of the missing 17-year-old, then both the Dublin and Drogheda investigations, the Coolock and Drogheda investigations, will form one murder inquiry, but also further DNA tests are going to be needed to be carried out on the discovery in relation to discovery of the remains this morning. And if, as suspected, they are also the remains of the missing teenager, then this will all form part of one investigation, one murder inquiry.
Paul, you have reported on many horrible killings in various feuds, but this is a whole new level of barbarity.
Well, yeah, it's certainly a very extreme level of violence. The Minister for Justice issued a statement yesterday afternoon calling it depraved and indeed promising that the full resource of the Garda Síochána will be available and reassuring the family, the victim's family, that all will be done. It is linked into, the motive is quite complicated because there's a connection between, the Garda believe there's a connection to the missing teenager to a murder that happened in the Coolock area, and that murder in itself is also connected to the feuds that are going on between the Drogheda criminal gang, where certain Dublin criminals have aligned themselves with one side, and this missing teenager is also believed to be aligned with another side, and one suspicion is that he may have been abducted and murdered, and that a message is being sent from one side of one feuding criminal gang to another feuding criminal gang.
All right, Paul, for now, thank you. Paul Reynolds, our crime correspondent.